Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. Sandy speaks with artist, curator, Robert Kanega today. Robert has been a staple in the Eugene arts community since 1996. He's been involved with several venues, the Robert Kanega Gallery in Portland and Eugene. He was curator for the gallery Opus 6, and he is currently the curator for the gallery at the Watershed at 321 Mill here in Eugene. The gallery is having its grand opening this month of June. Robert also exhibits his paintings, I think for the first time in Eugene, at the gallery. Sandy Brown Jensen speaks with Robert at his studio here in Eugene.
Today I'm visiting the artist studio of Robert Kanega. I first met Robert when Viz City covered the gallery at the Watershed. He is a curator for the gallery, and he is very much an involved artist. Several of his geometric abstracts are in that show.
Well, I'm not only an abstract painter. I came to that a little later. I started, when I came back to art at 40, I started with printmaking. Mm-hmm. And I became very much a process-oriented person. I was less about the product than about the process, and printmaking fed that. I really love the ability to create and change and keep changing until you finally get to where you want to go. And now with my paintings, the wax and oil paintings, I sometimes take 5 years to complete a work.
Robert, I'm really interested especially in what I call the artist's soul and the social and familial forces that shape somebody's soul. And when I first met you, you told me the most wonderful story that I thought was so important for other people to help them understand what shapes an artist's soul. And I wondered if you would tell that story to us this morning.
When I was 14, I had a wonderful painting teacher named Star Brandt. She was a student at Oregon State University. And in Lebanon, they didn't have a real art program. And she came and assisted the class. And she pushed me harder than anybody else, I think, because my mom was an artist. And so I had a lot of the skills already. And so she kept pushing me and kept pushing me. And then, without me knowing it, she put my name in for a scholarship program for overseas study in art for the summer. And they had a thing where you go to Paris for 2 months and it was a very limited program, and there were only two people from Oregon that they would put in the program. And I was chosen to do that. And she came and told my mom, and my mom was ecstatic. And the cost was pretty minimal, I mean, you know, relative to everything else. This was 1964. And so they told my dad, and my dad looked at it and said, "Art's for fags. You're going to work." And I stopped doing art at 14 and didn't touch anything artistic until I was in my late 30s.
Thank you for telling us. I think that's a really important story. And you did come back to art. And I wonder if there's anything, any painting or piece of art in the gallery that you could describe, that you've described it, that expresses the tension and perhaps resolution with your father?
I came back to art pretty much accidentally. I was working in the anthropology department at the University of Oregon, and I was in Micronesia doing plan view drawings, and I was not satisfied with my drawing skills. So when I came back, I signed up for a drawing class. And they said, "Well, you're not an art student. This is an advanced level class." And so I went to Ken O'Connell and I said, "I need to take this class." And he says, "No problem," and signed me up. And my first teacher, Margaret Prentice, described me as the most angry person she had ever met in her life, terrifyingly angry. It was like when I held a pencil for the first time in that setting, everything that all the anger and pain and distrust and hostility that I had been building up for all those years of not doing art came out. And it was remarkable. I mean, it was just remarkable. And this piece, this is a self-portrait, the first self-portrait I ever did, and it's a three-plate etching. And it's blue and red, And it's a dry point, top layer is a dry point of a boy with his lips stitched shut. And that was me for almost 40 years. So it's a very, it's hard for me to look at, but I keep it in the studio just to have it there, just to remind me what not doing art does to you when you have to do art.
Thank you, Robert. I think that's a wonderful and important message. Again, you can see Robert Kanega's work at the gallery at the Watershed at 321 Mill Street in Eugene. I really want to thank Robert for inviting me into your really fascinating studio. This is Sandy Brown Jensen for Viz City.